theirs beats Battlestar Galactica.
Nerd! You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Bazinga.
Two in the box.
Ready to go.
We be fast.
They be slow.
Cool.
I don't know what to do. I would rather kill myself.
And
than
we're
desire.
Recording. All right.
Wow.
That's all we needed. Thank you for checking out the Mount Geekmore's Geek Newsy number 12. I think it's number 12, right? Pretty sure.
We
sure.
never know.
Sure. Whatever.
Let's go
you
with
know
that.
What? Geek Newsy number 12, starring Lewis.
Guys, we can check Jeez. What number it is very easily.
You know what? But it's more fun when the listeners go, what number is that? And then they look at their listening device and they go, no, they got it wrong. They fucking got it wrong. Wait. Or, no, that's right. That's right.
Why don't you then, whatever number you say, just put that one in? Like, it's supposed to be number 6, but you label it 12.
Because fake news.
That way you're still right.
# fake news.
Why? Yeah. I'm not that concerned about being right. I just want them to be able to look at their...
What?
Yeah, you'd probably be writing a lot more times then, yeah.
Yeah, I would. So that was Lewis.
Thank you for saying that.
That was Lewis. Hey. He's no longer on the show, but that was him.
Thank you, guys.
Sick burn. You want some aloe vera for that sick burn?
I am Nery Sines. With me, as twice before, is Lewis Diaz from the Podcast and Over Morning Show.
He's the worst.
And your heart.
Jeffrey.
Hey, what's up?
Bibi da Bobbidi and David.
Howdy.
From Shiver and Woobro and everything across Geekbro, I guess.
Sure.
Thank you for checking out this Geek Newsy. The Geek Newsy is the just what it seems like. We give you the news, other cheese from
we'll
the
give
geek
you the
side.
News.
So let's get to the Geek Newsy.
News.
This past
news.
Weekend, D23.
You're going to go right with the big dogs? Right from the go-go?
There's like 27 stories from D23.
All right, so let me delete that one.
That's poorly named then.
Huh?
That's poorly named.
D23, I don't understand why people. Why did call it?
I look
it
up. I don't know.
Let me see.
That better be
why
story number one
is
in Geek News.
It called? Yeah, this is great radio while I'm typing this in. Why is it called D20?
Did you guys see it was a couple years ago? The guy, he has his own sports show and he's the only guy on it. And he had to look up a stat on his phone. And so for a minute, he's just going,
what sports show is that?
It's not a very famous one.
No.
For good reason.
I would assume not.
If they were syndicated, they are no longer.
All right. Here's a scoop. It refers to D for Disney.
Ooh.
Whoa. Okay. Shocker.
Yeah. And
I thought it was for D's Nuts. D's Nuts 23 Expo live.
And 23 is for 1923, the year Walt Disney founded the company.
Ah, nice.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
There you go.
And it's I don't know about perfect sense, but it makes sense.
I mean, no, it is perfect.
I don't think it's perfect sense,
Nery.
It does make perfect sense. It's not a perfect name. I think it's
what's a better number?
You're not a perfect name.
Why do a number?
69.
Because it's cool. Letter number that's cool.
Okay.
So think of a cooler letter number combination.
69. I think there's just a big Jordan fan, and I think they went with that. They're like Jordan.
069. That's what they should have called. Right.
If they would have said W23, if they would have said W23, like Waltz 23.
Yeah, but that's too close to like WD40. Like you can't.
Yeah. I never said add a D in there. I said.
Yeah, but W's taken in WD40.
Oh, so you can't name anything with a W and a number afterwards?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just wanted to know what the parameters were on naming shit with letters. You can't use W. That one's out. Which one else you got left?
How many other things do you know that start with just the letter W? He might have a point.
But wait, like W?
Well, every interstate west, like there's W, like all on the highways, I see.
No,
w,
but that's like
that's an abbreviation.
826.
Well, W40 is an abbreviation. At one point, I'm sure. Can we check what W40
stands for?
Do you
think Walt Disney found that lubricating spray? That's possible, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, he hasn't always been drawing cartoons.
A certain combination actually, of like acetone or something that he used for. For erasing.
What is W40?
WD is the abbreviation of water displacement, mm-hmm. And 40 because it was the 40th attempt before they got it right.
Jeez, they fucking suck. Guys, they're persistent. I fucked something up 4 times. I'm done.
Four? Just 4?
I'm very impatient.
I'm surprised that number's not lower.
Because you fucked a lot of shit up. All right. So what happened at Disney 1923?
All right. First news. Disney officially announces the main cast for Guy Ritchie's Aladdin live-action movie.
They finally casted. Hollywood was finally able to find two Arabs to put in them. No, they had trouble finding Aladdin. They had castings for over 2 months.
Is Naomi Scott Arab?
Huh?
No.
Is Naomi Scott?
Well, I'm not talking about Jasmine. I'm talking about Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, they had him casted him. They had open castings for 2 months. They've been trying to cast this role, and the internet was going apeshit saying, like, well, you could find Arabs and Indians to play bombers. Why the fuck can you find an Aladdin? I don't understand. And
Aziz Ansari, entire cast of Slumdog Millionaire? Like, it's easy.
Everybody in Bollywood? Not. Every single person in Bollywood that could sing and dance.
That's really weird that it was that hard.
Yeah, that's why it took. That's why the internet was fucking going at Disney hard.
When you are dead set on whitewashing a cast, it really is difficult for diversity.
Yeah,
you're like, you have to think about this from their point of view.
I really think that that's the case. I really think Disney wanted to whitewash, but they knew they couldn't. But they really wanted to, so they were trying to find the perfect Indian / Middle Eastern person that's that's not too Middle Eastern or white or Indian, but like white enough.
Well, his name is Mamasood.
Sing and dance, right? Look how he looks.
Naomi Scott is actually of Gujarati Indian descent from Uganda.
So I thought she was English.
She was born in England.
Ah, okay, there it is.
And
she's gorgeous.
Will Smith. So here's the whitewashing. Will Smith was cast as Genie.
I'll tell you what I love about that casting is that they said
that's we're black not casting, right? Is that blackface? That's not blackface. Okay.
That they said we are not going in any of the same directions we do with Robin Williams, but it's still probably going to be just as entertaining.
But
I like that.
Wasn't it you that said that the original Genie was supposed to take?
Steph said that. Yeah. Okay. And this is in the special features of the last release of Aladdin that they did. They go into this how their original vision for the Genie was more of a court gesture. Like a stand-up comic sort of guy instead of like an impressionist, which is where Robin Williams took it naturally because he's, you know, maybe the greatest impressionist of all time.
Right.
You know, so did that with the stage show that they had in Disneyland. They had an Aladdin live stage show.
That's like, what she is saying, yeah.
And that's the direction they took the Genie in that show. And so now that it's on Broadway, they've continued that. So I guess as a way to preserve Robin Williams's, you know, legacy. And they're not even going to attempt to do that. They're just going to go with what they initially wanted to do. And I think that's okay.
I think it's great that they went with somebody that was so anti, what's his name?
Robin Williams.
I think it was so great that they went somebody so anti Robin Williams. Like they went like let's get somebody who's not funny. And they went with that. I'm kidding. I like Will Smith. I think Will Smith is actually funny.
He can hear you right now.
I feel like I like the casting, but then I was thinking about it. Would Jamie Foxx have been a little better for?
That's so much funnier than you have any idea. Wow, that's funny. All right. So
I'm
good.
Done. I'm God. Done. I'm done. That's
fucking
it. That was the best joke of the night. I can't.
We'll tell you later. We'll explain why that's funnier later. All right, go ahead.
I said that thinking I was making a good point, and now I feel like crying.
Thanks, guys. They officially announced the name of the Star Wars land.
Yes.
It's going to be called Star Wars
Galaxy. The Corbomite Remover.
Sure.
What? The what?
The what now?
The Corbomite Maneuver.
No. It's going to be called Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Galaxy's Edge?
Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Galaxy's Z. I'm like, this ain't fucking Canada. What the fuck are they doing?
Why give it a cool name? We're all gonna fucking call it Star Wars Land.
Yeah, that's really
why not
true.
Just call it Star Wars. Why not just call it Star
Actually,
Wars?
Actually, what
Land?
I'm wearing right now.
Corbomite Maneuver's why a really obscure Star Trek reference.
Because they're trying to make an experience out of this whole thing. I'm sure they're doing that because it's gonna tie in to the other announcement of the $900 a night hotel that they're opening up.
That price hasn't been announced yet. That's a rumor. Unsubstantiated rumor. So don't believe everything.
Yeah, it's not like Disney has a reputation of overpricing things
at all.
Oh, it's going to be overpriced.
Woo!
But it's not going to be $900. I get you. Probably like $1,500.
How many times did they report that our Tower of Terror was going to close down to do the Guardians thing? And it's clearly not. You can't believe everything you read.
Well, the Art of Animation runs for $500 a night.
What's that?
The Art of Animation Hotel?
Yeah.
The Contemporary runs for $700.
$500 a night.
Yeah, no.
So it doesn't seem out of the fucking...
And like, supposedly they're only going to let you...
All I'm saying is keep in mind that everything that you're reading as far as pricing for that hotel is clearly speculative.
You're right. You're right. It sounds way cheaper than what they're probably going to charge.
I think it is speculation. However, you could take a hypothesis, right? You could look at the Art of Animation. You could look at the Contemporary. You could look at these hotels.
It'll probably be slightly more than what the Contemporary and the Polynesian.
Let me tell you why it's
not all the rooms are 700.
Let me tell you why it's going to be $900 to $1,000 a night. The hotel is probably going to be that because
we're talking about average. Right.
No, we don't even know. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
That was like a bad De Niro. I was like, I don't know what that
is. I did my face. I didn't remember. No, because I'm trying to explain. So every person that walks in becomes a character with clothing. They give you clothing. And it's the part of the story supposedly is you're going to only be able to stay up to two nights because they're going to make stories for every person. And
everybody gets killed off.
All your time, and it's a giant ship, and you have a story and adventure throughout the ship.
So you don't even go to the park, you just stay there.
They don't even have windows to look outside. It's space outside.
That's awesome.
Wait,
they're giving everyone clothing? How is that awesome?
It's a fully immersive Star Wars experience.
But it's space. It's black. It's nothing. I go on cruise ships where when I look at night and you have a window, you go, wow, I have a window. That's awesome for the daytime while you're at port. And then at night when you're not at port, you're like, what? I'm just looking into this black abyss. This is fucking shit.
It's a black hole.
Wait, did you say black hole? I mean,
sorry. My thing with that
Eddie reference.
They're going to need a lot of, like, are they going to have all of our sizes?
Yeah. That's fat guy mentality. First thing he thinks about, hey, you guys have money.
I heard you're going to get all characters, you're going to get clothes, and I was like,
get the tablecloths. We got it.
get the space cloth.
This is a quote unquote robe.
That's all the fatties are getting the robes. Yeah, you're all Jedi. You're Jedi. You're all retired Jedis that moved to Fort Lauderdale.
I've heard so many like outrageous things. Like it's going to be $3,000 a night.
But $900 doesn't sound that outrageous for Disney.
No,
but that's certainly on the high end for them. You know, I'm sure this is going to be one of their high-end hotels, as it should be, because it's going to be a huge draw.
It's not? What if it's like the
what if it's like the Pop Century?
Yeah, what if it's the Pop Century? Yeah.
It's the new All-Star.
It's a T-shirt that has like...
But every hotel has like a range of prices, obviously, which, by the way, depending on the size of the room, you know, and the amenities provided. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was something that was slightly more affordable than $1,000 a night. Yeah.
$750 for
the
you.
The difference between $750 a night and $1,000 is $250.
$250.
For you and me, that makes a difference, but that's for me and you who won't be staying there.
Right.
If you're gonna be staying there, if you could afford $1,000 a night, if you could afford $750 a night, you could afford $1,000.
Bro, just pay.
If you're already going, like, that's the way I look at things. I'm like, well, if I could afford if $750 is not a problem for me, if I'm already making $750 a night times two, at this point, what's the difference?
I guess.
So for you and me who cannot afford $750,
yeah, no, I know I won't be staying in the hotel for a long
ever,
time.
Ever.
No, I'd like to save up an experience.
Yeah, sure, we're gonna go ahead do a GoFundMe and send David to the Star Wars hotel.
There's some hotels on US 192 that are kind of sketchy. So it's kind of like you're in space because you don't want to look outside. It's like, oh, stay in those; they're a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
How pissed would Dave be? He spends like $1,000 like you're an Ewok.
So this is my life already. Give me something else. Give me stilts. I can be a Wookiee.
Okay, or a Jawa.
Or Utini.
Which is the Jar Jar Binks?
Oh, the Gungan.
Oh, the Gungan.
Yeah, imagine that.
I would ask for a refund. I would say, refund my money right now.
Please, I want my money back.
That's what you have to. They would have to be like, sir, I don't understand what you're saying. And you have to say it in character. Misa, I want my money back.
Misa got a complaint. Misa don't like the service here. Yeah.
Misa wants to speak to Boss Nass. Get money back right now.
And then there's an Asian guy like, are you fucking mocking me?
That sounded super Asian.
That's super Asian.
Oh, why are you talking about beings? Whoa.
Get my friend Wee Wee. What?
What?
Is that Lily? Yeah. Okay. It's all right. So
Obi-Wan.
What else in D23? Because we talked about this hotel.
Please, I want to take back that horrible impression.
So they're going to get rid of the great movie ride. Next month.
Which
is only mediocre.
Why didn't they call it mediocre movie ride? That's what I have a problem with.
I love that ride.
See, the great movie
you're looking at it through kid eyes.
Bro, no. 10 no. Minutes. Sure. Wait,
I'll take it, man.
When it's hot as shit, 45 minutes in AC, and you sit down?
I've never done the ride.
See,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Here's my issue with this.
I'm not a big ride guy when I go to Disney. I like real roller coasters. I like real rides.
It's and a roller coaster.
I've gotten too fat for them. I kind of just stand back.
It's a 20-minute ride. It's seated, slow, air conditioned.
Yeah.
It's
we're going in 2 weeks, so
we'll try to go on it before
go
it closes.
On it because you'll never be able to go on it again.
It's the best summer ride.
Nathan, it's a slow moving ride,
than
but Nathan
the
loves it.
Link the loves it. Presidents?
He calls it for real movies.
The seats aren't as restrictive. Like I went to the Frozen sing along. The great show, seats very tight.
Yeah, you
not for all of us, buddy.
Neri, you wouldn't have
the fuck out of here, Neri.
I was okay. I went in January when I was bigger than what I am now. Not by much, but I was still bigger in January than I am now, and I was okay.
Once I sat down, I was in there for 2 minutes. Yeah, I was okay too. But
sure. I mean,
squeezing in there wasn't fun.
I mean, the armrests hurt your tits, but sure.
How short am I that the armrests are on my tits?
He's not my height.
So they're gonna replace
David is right there. You're talking about him. He's right there.
They're gonna replace it with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Railway.
What? I'm sorry. Who's doing the Asian accent now?
Mickey and Minnie. Their Runaway Railway.
Here's my
twister, man.
I know, that's why I was like Runaway Railway.
My issue with this is that MGM Studios celebrates movies, right? And this ride celebrates movies.
Right.
You know, this is the last remaining thing in this park that celebrates movies as a whole instead of something
specific,
right? And so people who say that the ride needs to be updated, here's why I disagree, much less being, you know, taken away entirely. Classic movies will always be classic movies, and no matter what comes out after it, there may be movies that are better, and there may be movies that improve upon what was done before, but the iconic movies and the classic movies will never change.
If it was up to David, they'd still have a Maltese Falcon ride.
God, that would be so awesome.
You're just going in a circle, and it's just the statue in the middle.
Yeah, the North by Northwest ride. You're in the UN, and everybody has a knife.
Yeah. And no one does anything
and nobody
to stop
does anything.
Anybody.
Oh, grab the knife when you're hearing Prince. Yeah. Wait for the photographer.
Yeah.
And now you're good. Okay.
I committed a murder.
And that's the picture you buy at the end of the ride.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That actually wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. But that would be kind of cool.
That would actually be kind of cool.
So I though... Disney is seriously lacking in Mickey attractions. Believe it or not, when you think about how much Mickey is actually represented in the parks, it's not very much. I agree that they need a Mickey ride. Like, that's fantastic. I love the idea of the ride. There's so much space at Disney.
Bro, but do we need fucking Minnie too? I mean, come on, bro. Enough of these fucking broads taking over everything, bro.
You would think, because not only is
all the PC bullshit. Oh, bro, you fucking kidding me? Doctor Who comes out with a broad. Now fucking Minnie Mouse is coming out with these fucking broads. Whatever, Disney, bro. Whatever, bro.
You lost a fan, dog. You lost a fan. I'm not gonna be watching Doctor Who anymore.
Man, the fuck up, Disney.
Next, they're gonna want to vote.
It's Doctor Who, not Doctor Who. The fuck is this girl?
Oh man.
That, by the way, we're totally
Yeah, you know? we are lampooning those people. Yes, because they are morons.
Well, if you can't fucking tell our complete sarcasm,
some people don't.
Well, you know what's crazy? The people that don't tell that it's sarcastic are mostly the ones that are agreeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, that's why I'm like, that's why I put that voice. That's
you never hear about this on the mainstream media.
Yeah, bro.
This fucking chick, man. What the fuck?
Bro, CNN isn't saying this, though. Communist News Network.
The fucking mainstream media. Bro, I can't help it. I can't. I'm sorry. I don't want to get political. I was stuck in a cabin for a week without any Wi-Fi, so I was stuck watching TV, and some of the channels didn't work because you're, depending on what port you're in or whatever, right. So like ESPN wasn't always working, and I was just flipping through, the news channels always work for some reason. CNN, MSNBC, and Fox always were working. Mm-hmm. And Fox News kept calling, oh, you won't hear this on the mainstream media. I'm like, you are the mainstream media. You're the biggest news outlet on the fucking planet. How more mainstream do you fucking get? Like, I don't understand that. I don't. That's literally like fucking like these people, and I'm not making fun of them or whatever they're saying. I'm just the ridiculousness of them saying that they're not mainstream media to me is the equivalent of Dane Cook calling himself an alt comic. I'm like, how the fuck is that? Yeah. How is that you?
One of these things is not like the other.
you sold out Madison Square Garden. How the fuck are you an alt comic? I don't understand. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. No.
So anyway, I don't like that they're taking away the great movie ride for this.
I think they should update it. And obviously they're not going to, but I think they should update it with, I mean, maybe keep one or two of the same movies, but
that's what I think.
You haven't ridden it before.
That's what I think the movie at the end is.
If David is defending the classic moviness of it,
a lot of classic movies.
I know what movies is going to be on it.
Okay, but
a lot of fedoras.
Yeah.
A lot of fedoras, a lot of suits, right?
There's a lot of singing in storms.
That is the history.
That's a great movie, man.
It is.
That is the history of movies right there, and that's what that ride is supposed to be about.
But the history of movies, for you to say that that's the history of movies is to negate that there's more history.
No, it isn't.
No, that's what you said. You said that's the history of movies. No, that's a part of the history.
Exactly, and that's what they're representing there. Okay,
there's history, not herstory, Mickey.
Neri, you also haven't been on the
all right, Minnie. It's history.
You haven't been on the ride. At the end, they have a movie that they play with all of these classic, movie icons and these classic scenes.
Right, but
and that's what they update.
But
if you're
a 20-year-old, 25-year-old, or a regular 30-year-old, that's not you, David. You're doing this ride. Again, I haven't done the ride, but you're looking at these movies that most of these 20, 25, 30, 35-year-olds have not seen.
But these are
so don't you want to make
it? That's the purpose of the ride.
Exactly.
I'm not saying get rid of all the movies. I'm saying you could infuse newer movies too. And by newer movies, I still mean the 90s and 2000s. It doesn't have to be all 50s.
I mean,
and
fuck that, 70s. Because most of what they have there doesn't go beyond the 1960s.
Right. So
they have two. They have Indiana Jones and they have Alien. That's it. Everything else is from pre 1960s.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm with you.
I'm saying inject. I'm not saying
I think that the ride could represent more, and by more, a version of modern cinema in there. So instead of having three classic musicals, maybe have Chicago instead of like Footlight Parade or something.
Or instead of
having St. Valentine's Day Massacre, you know, have The Godfather, you know? So I agree with
where your head's at, sir.
I agree with that, even though I don't think it's the best idea, obviously. I think there needs to be something celebrating movies at MGM Studios.
But you know what the problem with that is? That they have Universal Studios celebrating movies.
Mm. But they're celebrating only Universal Studios movies.
Which is, if you're going to celebrate only one studio, that's a good one.
It might be the best one.
That's a good one.
If I had to take one movie studio.
I can't pick, man. Disney.
Toxic Avengers says it all.
I've had the discussion with friends. If you could only, if there was the end of the world and you could only take an entire movie library from one studio, which one would you take?
It would probably be Universal.
It's very hard to go against Universal.
Warner Brothers is good too.
Disney. Warner, because Disney now has Marvel.
There's so many movies that Disney produced that are like outside of the animated classics.
Oh, no, we're not talking about just animated. Yeah, yeah. Disney, yeah. Touchstone Pictures is all.
Exactly.
I got my pick, Vivid.
True. So true.
Pornography.
Oh, like he doesn't know.
Well, he looked. Like he was like, looking around. Like,
he was like, oh, I'm tricking off already. All right. What else?
Okay, a couple more. Epcot. This is why, and I just hit puberty right there. So this is why I don't think Guardians of the Galaxy is going to go to Tower of Terror. They announced two new rides at Epcot. Universe of Energy is going to get replaced by a Guardians of the Galaxy ride, dark ride. And Ratatouille is going to be in the French.
That's pavilion. Awesome. That's awesome.
And they're going to have a... they're going to add a new mission to the Green Mission and Mission Space.
Okay, cool. But this is why I say you can't always believe those rumors that they say about, you know, oh, you know, pretty much confirmed this is going to happen, you know, because they've been saying for like almost 2 years now that not only the Twilight Zone ride in California was closing, but that the one in Orlando was going to close too. That obviously didn't happen.
Yeah.
For 15 years, they've been saying that the Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular is going to close. It is still open.
And we're still waiting for this.
And so what's going to be cool is...
So hard in the goat ass.
So hard?
Yeah, I know.
I'm down, man.
And so when they made the announcement for the Guardians ride, they actually went farther and said...
Further,
sorry. That Peter Quill visited Epcot when he was younger.
Yeah, this is beautiful marketing here.
So that's why they're doing it at Epcot.
They released pictures of him in front of the Spaceship ball. Earth. Yeah, it's really cool. Check it out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? I was at Epcot last week or the weekend before, and I've been in Universe of Energy once, and that was just because I wanted to prove to myself it's not just like a fucking wall. Like that there's something behind that wall.
Where?
In Epcot, in Universe of Energy, you know that sign on the wall to the left that says Universe of Energy? Yeah, that's like a legit attraction.
Ellen. It's Ellen, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one with Ellen?
Ellen. Yeah. Dude, I love every Ellen and everything she does. Fuck the Universe of Energy. Thank God.
That was a nice ride if it was hot.
I like it.
Like, you just sit down.
No, because okay, I thought the same
minutes.
Thing.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing because with Hall of Presidents, with Great Movie Ride, and to me, if I need a fucking sit down, I'm going to Spaceship Earth before I go to
right.
Where? Right. What are we talking about?
Universe of Energy.
Yeah.
Stop making stuff up. I'm talking about real shit here.
I don't think I've ever done Universe of Energy.
Most people haven't.
It's basically the Great Movie Ride, but about dinosaurs and energy.
I think I did do that.
Go to the
land.
And they
teach you about recycling and all that bullshit. Yeah. Yeah, I've done that.
It's a cool ride, you know, but it's definitely, for most people, it's the type of thing where you do it once and then it's over. You know, you
never
do it again.
I did that with my ex-girlfriend and her mom. And then afterwards, we went to go eat. And then they go, oh, can you give me some napkins? And I got like 10 for three people, which makes
me. So you didn't learn shit.
That's exactly what she said. Didn't you fucking learn anything? We just watched. And I was like, there's three of us.
I think three napkins a person.
Yeah, three napkins a person is
right.
Crazy. I'm not.
Were you having like a saucy sandwich or like pasta or something?
No, it was like fucking hot dog and whatever the fuck it was.
But there's
like,
ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, I'm like, why is this? But I got the good trip. I'm like, you didn't learn anything from what you just watched?
This woman sounds awful.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, sorry. Like, I felt legitimately bad. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then afterwards, it wasn't until afterwards, I go, hey, no, man, three fucking napkins a person doesn't seem like a fucking lot, though, right? I'm like, that doesn't seem like, oh, fuck you. Like, oh, you're going to give you one each and then get the fuck back up when you want another one? How about you just say thank you and shut the fuck up? How about that?
Go ahead. And they're also going to open up a space-themed restaurant next to Mission Space.
Awesome.
Oh, God, what a fucking space thing. Jesus.
Another bit of news.
It's the future.
Which, it's a little different than what people said originally, so I don't know how they're going to do it. Because they mentioned that Magic Kingdom is going to be getting the Tron cycle ride.
Right.
Originally, they said it was going to be...
Cover your ears, Lewis.
What?
No. You know you can't ride this. Come on now. Come on now. You're not going to ride the Tron ride. The motorcycle, you're going to ride that?
I would love to fall off and sue, so yeah.
You're going to fall off rails?
It said it's going to be in a space next to Space Mountain, which is supposed to be the Automania, doesn't say that they're going to get rid of Automania, at least in the story that I see here. It just says they're going to build it in a space next to Space Mountain.
Isn't that the Stitch ride?
No, Stitch ride's towards the entrance.
Which they're taking out. Space Mountain.
They're taking out the Stitch.
Turning that into something else that I don't see it here. That's getting turned into something else.
Yeah. It's a shame because I like that Stitch ride.
Turn the Speedway into Tron.
I did prefer it when it was... what was it?
Alien Encounter.
Yeah, that was cool.
But that was too scary.
Do you prefer? Is there any ride that you prefer now that they've changed from when you were a kid?
Buzz Lightyear, Space Command.
What was it before?
It was like a Delta airplane thing about airplanes.
Delta Flight thing was cool.
Take Flight. Yeah, no, it was. It was cool. And then before that, I think it was called Get Your Wings or something like that. But I prefer the Buzz Lightyear thing that we have now. No. Space Mountain is better after the updates that they've done. The Tower of Terror.
Space Mountain has been there since when?
No, they've updated it.
Yeah, but they've been. It's still Space Mountain. It hasn't been. It hasn't been gutted and changed into something else. That's what I'm asking.
That's what he's saying.
Something I'm asking. Is there gutted. Something? Is
well,
there something
well, I,
that
I gave you Buzz Lightyear?
That one. I'm asking like another one. Is there another one?
Let me think.
All right. I'm not badgering you. I'm asking you a question. I'm clarifying my question.
In Magic Kingdom.
I can't think of
that's
one.
That's the
Magic
only
Kingdom.
One. That's the only one in Magic Kingdom.
I can't.
And
think
that's
of
and that's really close because the Delta Airlines Take Flight thing was awesome.
Well,
fuck Winnie the
Pooh. The Seven Dwarves Mine Train is in the same area as Dumbo, and I'll take Mine Train over Dumbo.
No, but Dumbo's there still.
Dumbo's still there.
Dumbo in
the same place.
No, but, Dumbo was moved
to
Toontown. What used to be Toontown.
It didn't replace Dumbo, just it moved
they
Dumbo to another
place. Scooted it.
What that is where 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea used to be, and I will take that ride over the mine.
I haven't ridden the mine car yet.
Yeah, I think
it's a great ride. I love the mine train ride, and it didn't directly replace 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea because they had like Ariel's Grotto and that stuff after that. That's what directly replaced it. So
I just feel as if you don't like change, and I feel as if you're holding on to everything that Disney had when you were a kid because you were there when you were a kid, which is completely understandable. But
no,
I don't.
He likes the Buzz Lightyear.
That's it. That's one. There's not been another.
But hang on, I'm only thinking about Magic Kingdom.
I'll take the Princess Meet and Greet over the Snow White shit ride.
It's not a shit ride.
See, look at him. See,
it was.
I think he's just looking at it with, and again, completely understandable.
I prefer what came after the Ariel meet and greet to what they have now. Oh, definitely for sure the prince. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I misunderstood you were saying.
Because I didn't like the snow. It's the same thing.
I love that Ariel, or not the Snow White ride.
Yeah, but it's the same thing as Winnie the Pooh. You put the same ride back to back, and you put different characters up. Fuck that. Make it one.
I definitely don't prefer the Winnie the Pooh ride to Mr. Toad.
Nope,
that was awesome.
Nope.
Pooh is awesome.
Mr. Toad.
Pooh is a great ride.
Yeah.
But it's not better than Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
I think it is.
Well, you're wrong.
Didn't you not do Mr. Toad Wild Ride?
That's right. I wasn't rich as a kid. Not all of us had a fucking pampered life.
I'll take a...
Some of us had to earn and fucking sell 22 boxes of fucking chocolate, all right? And within a span of 30 days to be able to go to fucking Disney for the first time.
And when you eat them all, you can't sell them.
It was actually 30 boxes. I sold 30 boxes in 30 days. So fuck what you heard. That was a lot.
I'm thinking my day job, and that's why I put like the sad music underneath what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because you sound like you're just whining.
Yeah, because I am.
I'll take the Frozen sing-along.
Have you never met Neri before?
Yeah, I'll take the Frozen sing-along over the American Idol experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will too.
But American Idol experience wasn't around when he was a kid.
No, it used to be Sounds Dangerous with...
And that was better.
I'll take that too.
No, that was better. Sounds Dangerous was better.
They had a Xena thing in a ring.
You see, everything that when he was a kid was better when he was...
Sounds Dangerous sucked ass.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
Oh, sit in the dark and listen to... Get the fuck out of here.
That was awesome.
No.
Yes.
See my point, Lewis? Everything when he was a kid was better than it is now.
I've got one, but it's not
except
a Disney
one.
Ride.
Except one. You have the Buzz Lightyear.
What?
Earthquake. That was one. Earthquake.
And I think it's because Buzz
the
Lightyear.
The new one I like with the Rock. I like it more
when
than
you
the
were young enough to still be a kid.
But it's still Earthquake. That's the thing.
I still remember
Twister
the other
turning
one.
Into yeah, Jimmy Fallon.
I was hesitant. I was hesitant to get into the Buzz Lightyear.
How old were you when How old are you when the Buzz Lightyear came out?
12, 13,
you
maybe.
You were still a kid. That was still early enough for you to be a kid.
I don't remember.
We're older than you, buddy.
Yeah, we were
I know, but I'm trying to see how old you were.
I don't remember when the Buzz Lightyear thing came out.
I was really young.
Yeah, but either way, it still came out. You were still young enough that it was still within your childhood. It may not be early childhood, but it was your childhood.
The Star Wars launch bay that they have now?
That doesn't count. That's not. Come on. That doesn't count. That's not replacing a ride, right? We're talking about a ride, not a whole section of the park. What ride do you know that is better now?
I gave you one.
Okay, that's what I'm... And again, I'm not even saying this as a negative. This is a very theme park thing. It is very emotional. It is very nostalgia driven. It is very...
Okay, when you were a kid, that test is... Test Track is okay. Better than World of Motion that was there originally.
Isn't it the same, Ryan?
No.
Okay, I was...
Again, I didn't know. I never wanted
to... Nostalgia, I love...
You were 16, so
I was 12. Yeah, I was 12. Right. I love World of Motion, like, nostalgically, but Test Track is arguably a better ride.
Mm-hmm. I think you gotta argue about that.
I don't know. Again, I never rolled the other one, so I don't know.
Nemo in the Seas is better than the Living Seas that they had there before.
I agree, but it's kind of the same thing.
It's the same exact thing. They just incorporated Nemo.
Because that's one I was thinking of.
That's really the same thing. You're just adding...
It changed. It was much more informative before.
Spaceship Earth with M.
You know why? You know what bothers me? M. You know what bothers me about the Living Sea with Nemo?
For sure.
Why don't they have Sigourney Weaver narrating that?
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking slam dunk. Because of Finding Dory, dum-dum. She's narrating in the aquarium. In the aquarium of Finding Dory.
I've seen it.
Hello, I'm Sigourney Weaver.
I just saw Moana. Fucking phenomenal movie.
Yeah, awesome.
I just saw it. Like, I'm really behind the times of Disney movies.
Pretty sure Finding Dory came out before Moana, though.
Because every ride I'm thinking of, I like the original.
And again, they're completely understandable because these are things from your childhood. These are things, those memories are very much attached, are very personal for you. So it makes complete sense. I just seem to think that Dave is very outspoken about change because he's like, no, this is a classic. And this is, and then you always use certain words that I'm like, he doesn't like fucking change.
The only one that
you never say, I don't like change, but you go, this is bullshit. They're going to get rid of this. They're going
to
get rid of that.
I don't, but I don't. Are you trying to say that?
I don't see that as a negative. I'm trying to...
Okay, yeah. Right.
That's why I'm telling you.
I completely understand. I don't see it that way because I never went there as a kid.
Right.
So I can't really... So I'm just looking at it from an outsider. I'm very much being able to be like, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
It could also be that I don't like change. So I don't like that they changed something that I grew up loving.
Right.
In addition to the fact that what came after it is also inferior.
But I think
I mean, that's opinion, of course.
I think is skewed. Your opinion is skewed. It's not, you're not being bipartisan here. You're not being impartial. Because it's skewed of your heart. You're emotional. You're emotionally attached. You can't be.
But I can tell you with a degree of impartiality that the...
That's not a word.
Test Track is better than World of Motion, even though I have such fond memories of World of Motion.
Again, I'm saying for the overwhelming amount of rides that have changed, you don't like change. And which, again, is not a bad thing.
But
dude,
how many rides have changed? Because I'm like really trying to think about it. Maybe it's because I'm young.
Yes, because you're young.
I'm thinking of Magic Kingdom. And I'm thinking of Fantasyland.
Just look at MGM. Everything in MGM is pretty much changed, including the name.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in MGM is pretty much changed.
Twister was Universal.
Which did turn into Jimmy Fallon.
The three remaining original attractions at MGM are Great Movie Ride, Indiana Jones Epic Stunt Spectacular, and Star Tours. No, Muppet Vision 3D.
Okay, but in my memory... Star Tours has always been Star Tours.
It has, yeah.
Rock and Roller Coaster has always been Tower Terror. Has always been Tower Terror.
Rock and Roller Coaster didn't always exist.
I know that, but it didn't replace anything.
Yeah,
and Tower Terror didn't replace anything. And so when I think about it, like
274B,
Peter Pan, It's a Small World, fucking everything in Frontierland. They even tried to change Tiki Room. They had to change it back. Jungle Cruise.
The Enchanted Tiki Room.
To me, maybe it's because, again, it's probably because I'm so young and just viral. Vibrant and really just full of life.
And virile.
Well, you're also full of cholesterol, so that life is shortened.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
I like to fill up my life with cholesterol. Yeah.
For the next 2.5 hours, I'm still young.
He's still in his
20s. Right.
I'm still in my 20s for the next 2.5 hours.
But what I'm saying is I can't think of a lot
of... So by the end of this podcast,
different
you
rides.
That's right.
That changed.
The way this is going with Dunkey right,
yeah.
Stories.
Yeah, hey, let's get back into the fucking mountain. Come
okay,
on, guys.
We're not even at the mountain.
I know.
Damn it.
D23.
All right.
Other news. Spitfire. Rapid fire.
Rapid fire news. Boop, 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 boop. Disney Hotel. They're opening up a hotel in Disneyland Paris that's based entirely around Marvel superheroes.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool.
There's
except
also
that they fucking speak French.
And yeah, the only thing is you have to go to Paris.
That is cool. It's
worth Capitán Americain.
Oh, new Soarin' is better than old Soarin'.
There. Unless you fart on it and then you ruin it.
It's a callback to a previous episode.
Like what I did.
He farted on Soarin' and everything in California smells like shit.
Yeah. It was after Drink Around the World and we had cheese soup.
Is it when the beautiful smells come out?
No, right at the beginning. I farted at the beginning and it stayed the entire time because I had been drinking and eating. Because
all the fans fucking pulled that shit up with it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So my friend, literally, the first time we rode it, he gets off and he goes, fuck you, bro. You ruined the ride for
me.
And
the person next to him is like, California smells like shit. Yeah. This orangey shit here. I thought the wine fields were fucking, the grape fields were smell better than this. This is your wine has gone bad, sir.
And they're gonna really quick, they're gonna do some gondola systems, like air gondolas, between a few of the resorts and Epcot and Hollywood Studios. So somebody's gonna die and they're gonna get rid of
them. Hey, you know, they
took that out of Magic Kingdom. I thought they learned their lesson.
You know what definitely isn't as good as it used to be? You remember Kitchen Cabaret in Epcot?
Oh, yes.
That was fucking
that was
awesome.
Cool as hell.
Yeah.
I think it was cool because you guys were 5 years old.
Nah, that shit was awesome.
Again, when you're 5 years old.
Has the Lion King recycle little show?
Yeah, that's as long as I can remember.
You don't remember anything before that there?
I don't remember shit. I don't even know what the fuck Lion King is.
And it looks like Disney's trying to compete with Uber drivers that people are getting around the property. They're creating what they're calling mini buses, and they're going to be designed like Minnie Mouse. They're already apparently out there.
Are they minivans?
And they're minivans.
Yeah.
So well, they have awesome. The express mini. Transportation.
Or minivans, that's what they're called.
But that's
now these mini buses. Thing.
Sorry,
mini van.
So you order a mini, you order a mini bus like you would order an Uber.
Yeah,
yeah. Then for California Adventure, they're gonna.
So are they not allowing Uber drivers in there?
They didn't.
That hasn't been announced yet. Yeah.
They're gonna make it a pick. They're gonna turn the pier into Pixar Pier.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that Paradise Pier thing. It's beautiful. It's a callback to the Santa Monica Pier and all that.
And they haven't changed anything.
That's awesome. I mean, it's relatively new, you know.
So he doesn't give a shit about it.
Doesn't care that much about it. Go ahead.
And then they're going to be adding other Marvel characters like Spider-Man and the Avengers to Disney California Adventure to go along with the Guardians of the Galaxy Breakout Ride. That's pretty much the gist of everything that happened. They announced Kingdom Hearts 3. They showed video. Looks awesome.
Toy Story will be involved.
Toy Story,
which is cool.
Big Hero 6 will be involved.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a
awesome.
Big Hero 6 land. Toy Story and Tangled were the three levels
that
they talked about.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I have some video game news. I don't know if we have time for another quick...
Hit me with your geek news! hit me with your geek news!
Let's see if this is the one I deleted, because Neri said D23.
Atari reveals first new console in 24 years, introducing the Atari Box.
And it's going to suck just like the other one. Just like the original.
I don't know what to make of it yet, because no one knows what to make of this yet, because they haven't really announced what it's going to do. But it says the official update from Atari says our objective is to create a new product that stays true to our heritage while appealing to both old and new fans of Atari, inspired by classic Atari design elements. Such as iconic use of wood, ribbed lines, and raised back. We are creating a smooth design with ribs that flow seamlessly all around the body of the product, a front panel that can be either wood or glass, a front-facing logo, indicator lights that glow through the material, and an array of new ports, including HDMI, USB, and SD. We intend to release two editions, a wood edition and a black and red edition. The system itself looks gorgeous.
I saw it.
It looks like an updated version of the Atari 2600.
Unfortunately, it's Atari.
I personally love Atari games.
Why wouldn't you? Because you were from your childhood and you refused to let anything go. Yes,
no.
You,
Atari was gone way before.
Yeah, Atari was gone way before.
Atari was with me. I had an Atari. I had that system, and I loved that system because I didn't know better.
No, it had some classic games on there, man.
Pong,
Pitfall.
Pitfall's fun. I don't care how old that game is. That game is still fun.
Frogger.
Frogger is one of my favorite arcade games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
But I'm thinking like these are legitimate hits.
Yeah.
That are good. But I don't know of any many more. I'm sure there's a couple.
Pac-Man.
Okay.
Well, it's got to be Pac-Man. Why can't it be Pac-Man?
Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pac-Man's better.
Mm-hmm. It's not because it has a dumb fucking broad on it. So
the thing.
But
with
if anybody was gonna suck down balls, you know, it'd be Miss Pac-Man. Am I right? Am I right?
The thing about the system is that they haven't really announced what it's going to be used for. They did say that, you know, old fans of Atari and new fans of Atari will enjoy it. So I don't know if they're going to be developing new games. How powerful this thing is going to be? I mean, it's obviously. You know, interesting. So I am interested. I am approaching cautiously, and I mean, depending on the price point, I may pick this up.
I don't see myself picking this up until you do, and then you verify.
Yeah,
and even then, I'll have to play it.
Of course,
yeah. Because you're gonna be like, it's fucking awesome. I'm gonna be like, let me get
for everything.
Yeah.
When you say that for everything that you're nostalgic for. You've said that about a lot of Nintendo shit that I'm like.
When was I wrong?
The Wii, no, not the Wii. The GameCube. You were. I don't believe.
I stand by the GameCube being a great system.
And that's why I gotta verify that the Atari is gonna be good. I gotta play it myself.
I love the GameCube.
GameCube is awesome, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
One huge bit of news that we didn't mention from D23. They showed a trailer for Infinity War.
And the description is online.
And I read it.
Sounds awesome.
And it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm super fucking excited.
Very excited,
it.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it. Guardians, Bucky, and
Thor.
And T'Challa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Bucky and T'Challa are there.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Did you say T'Challa?
Because it's T'Challa.
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 T'Challa. Yeah.
You said T'Challa makes me think of somebody from Hialeah with a chancleta. Fucking like, Infinity War!
Doctor Strange was in there.
Was in it also.
Captain America's in there.
Hulk was in
it. Yeah. So it's... feels, I mean, I didn't see it, but from what I read, it felt a lot like.
Yeah, they're Infinity probably going to show it at Comic Con in a couple weeks.
And I am waiting with bated breath.
Yeah.
Comic Con.
Which I'm sure we'll have a special on Comic Con. Sure.
Perfect.
But I think that's it.
Go to Quorka.
And do it there from there. Yeah.
Ooh, good idea. Didn't we do that last time?
No.
We should have. Let's do it this time.
Let's do it this time. All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, that's the Geek Newsy. Thank you for checking us out. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network. We've now added The Talking Geek on the Geek Bro Network. That's geekbro.net, where you can find all the other podcasts on the Geek Bro Network, including, again, The Talking Geek and Comedy Fitness, which are our two latest additions. That's my friend comedian Don Gray having a chat with some people about fitness. So make sure you check out geekbro.net. Thank you very much. And that's how the newsies are done.